Malaysia's foreign minister this week said military-ruled Myanmar, also known as Burma, must assure its neighbours that thousands of Muslim Rohingya boat people who have fled the country will not be persecuted if they return home. The comments came after Malaysia's prime minister last week called for the Rohingya to be sent back to Myanmar because they had become a burden to the countries where they washed ashore. Meanwhile, UN Rights Chief Navai Pillay is urging Myanmar's neighbours to take in Muslim boat people fleeing the predominantly Buddhist country and offer them protection in line with international standards. Mark Farminer of the Burma Campaign UK spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about the hardships the Rohingya people are trying to escape.
The Rohingya people are some of the most severely oppressed in the country. They are denied any citizenship or nationality, which is in breach of the UN Declaration on Universal Human Rights. In their villages, they are not allowed to move to visit a nearby village. There's severe travel restrictions, so they can't visit family or friends or trade very easily. They need permission from the regime to get married, and people that do get married secretly are imprisoned. There was a recent case of a couple who were waiting 7 years for permission to marry. It wasn't given. They finally got married. The regime found out, and they were sentenced to jail for 7 years. They are among the poorest in the country. They're denied access to education. They're denied access to employment. So they're facing very, very severe repression in the country. They don't have the freedom to worship or to build religious buildings such as mosques. And this is why many of them are trying to flee the country.
So is this a case of religious persecution?
It's more to do with the ethnicity, the Rohingya ethnicity. There is discrimination against Muslims in general, but we think with the Rohingya that the fact that they are Muslim is not the primary reason why they are being oppressed by the regime. It is because of their ethnicity, and the regime are denying that there even are Rohingya people. They're trying to claim they're from Bangladesh.